I was reading in Isaiah 60 about the sacrifice during the thousand-year reign of Christ, and I was talking to Terry Rowland, and he gave me some good direction, but he sent me over to Ezekiel 40, chapters 40 through 48, in the thousand-year reign of Christ. And it sounds to me that there will be animal sacrifice at that time. If there isn't animal sacrifice, what type of sacrifice will there be? And in the Old Testament, the sacrifice, we would always look forward to the cross of Christ. And in the thousand-year reign, are we going to look back to the cross of Christ? And since redemption has been completed through Christ, what is the purpose of the animal sacrifice?
Wow, Phil. I think that's about six questions. Okay. The last one is, what's the purpose? I'll answer that real quickly. I decided what I'll do is I'll just answer this like I would in a hallway between services. And so, Phil, yes, there are animal sacrifices because there wasn't anything wrong with animal sacrifices in the Old Testament. And they were all portraying the coming sacrifice of Christ. No one at any time in history was saved by any animal sacrifice. They're always saved by faith and a faithful response to what God asked for. And he asked them to, and if you've read, that's why, even though for a lot of people it's hard to read Leviticus, it's beautiful to read Leviticus. The father brought the sacrificial lamb for the family. The family watched him. He brought it to the priest. The priest looked it over to make sure it was unblemished and kosher, you know, proper according to the standards of God. The dad put his hands on it, signifying that he was confessing on behalf of the family all of their inability to save themselves, and the guilt for their sins was on that animal, which was innocent and spotless and not guilty of anything. And that animal was slain in their place, and it was much like this. This is sin. Now watch. If I do this long enough, you can't see the sin. That's what every animal sacrifice did. It just covered, and that word for covering, kafar, the Hebrew kafar, which by the way is the same word that's used in the ark for the pitch, it covered. But is the sin still there? It is. And so what all of the Old Testament sacrifices did is all of the animal sacrifices looked forward to the cross. And to answer Phil's question, all of those passages and a whole lot more he didn't mention are when God fulfills all of his promises that he's made that have never been fulfilled yet for Israel. And part of them will be that during the millennial time, which is mentioned six times in Revelation 20, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and 1,000. That means there's 1,000 somethings coming, and most likely it's a year, and that's what millennium comes from. But in the millennium, in the millennial temple, which is what this describes, all of the sacrifices look back at the cross. Just like no one was saved by an animal sacrifice, they were just saying, yes, I need a substitute who will someday die in my place, and this animal sacrifice covers but doesn't take it away. The word for taking away is the expiation, the actual removal that Jesus Christ, it was covered. The condemnation was taken away, but it was still there until the cross, and then the cross doesn't cover, it forever removes, and it is once and for all gone. And so that's why in the millennial temple they'll say, none of these sacrifices are anything but a picture looking back, because Jesus said we only have communion until he what? Comes. The millennial temple is after Christ returns. So that's the whole understanding of it. He has come back. There's no more celebration of communion because he has returned. And so he goes back because the millennial temple is evangelistic. It's pointing people to the cross. And many, the majority of people in the millennium are lost, unsaved. How we know that? Genesis 20, God burns them all up because they rebel. Even after 1,000 years of having Jesus Christ portrayed in the temple, him actually being here, ruling with a rod of iron, and they still reject. So, Phil, I would love to go, and I can draw many pictures and explain it, but I personally believe that unless you want to spiritualize some very, very clear teaching, that there is a temple right down to the measurements. They do animal sacrifices, and they do a lot of other stuff too. They have a priesthood. The priesthood follows Leviticus's qualifications. They also have feasts. And you know what God says in Isaiah? He says, if you won't come to my temple in the millennium, I won't rain on your field. Wow. It'd be like living in West Texas, you know, today, and nothing would grow. So God is trying to get everybody to come through, see the picture of the cross, bow in faith, evangelistic, and the purpose is always the same. Sacrifice is pointed to Christ, and the ones in the future will point back at Christ.